see what you can find.
And welcome to Fun Friday. You found us here on your dial at 91.9 FM or kpcw.org. Thanks for listening. I'm John Burdick.
I'm Jen Williams. Good morning. So let's see what you can find for this week for fun.
We are the Fun Finders this week, and we have some people jumping into the show to tell us what's going on. From the Basin Recreation, we have Brian and Mark stopping by to say hi and let us know what's going on out there. The Silly Market Girls with surprise guests will be here. And the People's Health Clinic, David Williams, will be stopping by, the MC of the upcoming Healthy for Laughs, Healthier Laughs.
Healthy Laughs.
Healthy Laughs.
Ha, ha, ha. Yes, and we've been experiencing that for weeks now with Pledge Drive coming up.
Yes.
Oh, and I wanted to say, sometimes fun finds us.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, next week we have some fun that found us.
We've got some fun that found us for next week.
That's our secret for next week. And so, if it's no secret, that next week is Pledge Drive. So that'll be fun unto itself. And we will be rounding out the Community Voice shows on Friday next week. But we'll talk about that later in the show, along with my lovely stupid criminals that always make me have fun. And they'll be here at the end of the show. Actually, I won't find any of these people. They're all spending some time in the pokey.
We can't get them up. We can't write a pass for
that. I am
that.
Not going to get them out of jail for any of these idiot crimes. We do have some local boys that have made our show to this week from Salt Lake City, so stay tuned for the end of the hour for that.
You sit there and think about what you did.
And think about what you definitely don't want to do. Like these idiots that have made the end of our stupid criminal show.
Oh, it's still summer, and it will always be summer in my head, although people kind of keep saying the end of summer, and
it's coming up. It's pretty much.
It could be, but there's still fun things to do outside.
Yes.
Okay.
Even if summer ends, it doesn't mean that there's less things to do outside. It just means a different type of thing, and there's different clothing.
Different clothing to wear. So, I'm going to have to go check that out. So the Sundance Institute Summer Film Series has Little Miss Sunshine.
That is a great film.
Is that it? I haven't seen it. I'm going to have to go.
Oh, yes. And that's outside, right?
Yeah, it's tonight. It's at Canyons Resort.
Go see this film if you haven't seen it. It is hysterical.
It's hilarious.
And Alan Arkin in this movie is...
Oh, I like him.
...is really good.
Okay.
He is really good. It's a great film. And it's a good one to go out. I think Abigail Breslin is the girl that this is one of her first films. And she plays a little girl in it, Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine.
And it's funny.
9 o'clock. I guess I'll see you out there then.
Yes.
So I need to go see this and have a few laughs. So.
And bring like a blanket because it's going to get chilly after
might
the sun
chilly.
Goes down.
Won't be rainy though.
No, but
new,
it'll be nice.
So it'll be fun. So go see a movie outside. That's always fun.
And this one will make you laugh,
yeah.
I promise.
There's another one. There's another film. See, I'm not in alphabetical order here.
That's okay.
So,
we've got all sorts of facts of fun for you.
Yeah. There's a movie at Park City Mountain Resort, and that's on Monday.
Monday's movie at PCM On.
Yeah. So that'll be Monday, and it's Better Off Dead, another movie that
Seriously?
I haven't seen.
You haven't seen Better Off Dead?
Everybody says that.
Oh.
How did I miss it?
This is a John Cusack classic, Better Off Dead. It's the best part is my $2. This is little guy in Better Off Dead that is a paper boy that can't get paid throughout the entire film, and he keeps chasing down John Cusack for his $2.
For his $2?
I want my $2.
I'm in. Okay.
It's hysterical. And this won't even cost you $2.
Yeah.
This is absolutely free.
Park City Mountain Resort in coordination with the Park City Film Series. So that will be Monday, and it says dusk. So just go early and hang out for a while. Should we? Oh, yeah. The person who was on the phone
He probably jumped off because I was talking about my $2.
And he was like, oh,
we
have already
mentioned
the
really
$2.
Good films to end the summer here.
Mm-hmm.
These are great. You get out. If you haven't made it to these outside films, they're a blast.
I think
you
it's
see
fun.
Everybody out, all your neighbors, kids running around.
Hanging
it
out.
Is good Park City fun.
Yeah.
And absolutely our favorite word on Fun Friday, free.
Free and fun. Well, Friday's a pretty good word, too, because now we got 3 days to go have some fun.
Yes.
So check it out. If you, one or the other, or you could go to both.
Or go to both.
Live large.
We
oh
have
my
a punch
gosh.
Card. You can get credit, extra credit for the mm-hmm. Fun Friday Fansers, yep. of which we wanted to thank. I think we're up to 93
live.
We have seven more people out there. If you know seven people that can be our friend on Fun Friday, just go to the Facebook website, which is KPCW Fun Friday Show, and like us, and you will find out first all the pictures, all the fun that happens here in the studio.
At least fun that I have, so I'll put some pictures of things I've done.
And pictures of our Fansers going to things like our bike event that we did this summer and
baseball game. I went to a baseball game that made it.
You saw the bees.
Yeah, saw the bees. What a game. First of all, I love baseball. I like going to the games, but it's always a story. So this time the story was the score was 8-7 at the top of the third. So nice. We were there till almost 11 o'clock. It was great. I love it.
Well, the Cubs tried to lose yesterday. I don't know. They came back.
Yay, go team.
I don't know if they won or not, but because I get to watch like bits and pieces at the restaurant, and then
nice.
I get busy and don't get to actually see the ends of these games.
But you know it's there.
But
so.
I kept saying, oh my gosh, look, the Cubs are losing again. That's like my favorite thing to say at work.
I've been saying that since 1969. It's okay.
They are going to. My goal is just, I do not shoot high, but if we can hit 500 this year, I will be very impressed with my Cubs.
Yay, go team. Go team. Should we get our guests in here?
Oh yeah, Brian and Mark are here. So stay tuned. We're going to honor an underwriter and then find out what's going on at the Basin Rec.
Hi, this is Goose. All Seasons Adventures is a proud supporter of programming on KPCW. Once again this summer, we will be rafting, hiking, mountain biking, fly fishing, and more. We can be reached at 435-649-9619 or www.allseasonsadventures.com.
Back pain that is unbearable and takes over your life is devastating. Missing out on activities that are important to you can leave you feeling helpless. You don't have to travel far for competent, caring board certified help with your back pain. At Park City Specialty East, they're capable and ready to help with your pain management. Call today for an appointment at 435-658-7470. Intermountain Healthcare is a nonprofit organization.
And thank you for that. Clipping right along, welcome Basin Recreation.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for popping in. It's great that you're here and said, I think I'm going to go in. I'm not going to call. I'm going to stop by and say hi.
We always love
on
the
Fun Friday.
Yeah.
Fun Friday's the place to be.
It's because of the facts that you walk out of here with, right? You just feel smarter having come to the Fun
absolutely,
Friday show.
Absolutely.
So we have Brian and Mark?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Great. Welcome.
Thanks.
So what
you.
Do you
Thanks.
Do at Basin Recreation?
I am the recreation coordinator at Basin Rec, so I handle all the youth sports. Right now we're in fall soccer. I know that makes you cringe.
Fall is the word. So we'll say extended summer soccer.
Right. Because school starts next week, so we'll say this is
there you go.
The last week of summer.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Better
based on that. So.
So right now we're in fall soccer. This was our first week. Over 800 kids from preschool to ninth grade. So definitely our biggest program. So that's kept me busy this week. And
And I am the field and events coordinator, which just means help facilitate some of the events that go on in Park City and prepare fields for the non-fallish season for lacrosse, football, and soccer.
There you go. How's lacrosse?
It's getting bigger, much, much bigger.
Bigger and bigger. I know. It's one of those sports like, I don't know much about it.
One of the fastest growing sports,
I think
sure.
I want to go try it. And then when you try it,
like
I think
fun.
You're hooked. So, do you play?
I do not.
Get
I wish
out
I did.
There.
I know.
You know, if you call Basin Rec, I bet they could hook you up.
They probably could.
We do. We have an intro to lacrosse program, so
well, there
Mark
you go.
Can jump in.
Call the front desk. Yeah, what's
exactly.
the phone number out there?
435-655-0999.
There you go. I bet if you call, they'll hook you up.
I'll figure it out.
Lacrosse
probably
for beginners.
Pretty good price, too.
Yeah, I would
maybe
hope so.
Maybe the phone next to your desk will be ringing, but you know, you'll be okay.
Yes. And we were talking about outdoor movies. I know that Basin Rec had put some outdoor movies on this summer, too, so thanks for that. That's always fun.
Yep. How did those go?
Good. We had pretty good turnouts, and then we have one more coming up on the 14th of September at the Field House.
In the actual Field House?
Yeah.
On the field that you are in charge of?
Not that one. Actually, Matt Strader is in charge of the Field House, so I have all the outdoor space. He has the
You had to knock him off to get into the indoor space?
No, I don't want to. I don't want his job. He's good.
Yeah, there you go. Job security.
There you go.
No, I don't want that job. Thanks. So what's the movie?
That I am.
It is to be announced.
It's out there. Is it The Lorax? It might be The Lorax.
I think it is The Lorax.
That's it. Well, it'll be great fun.
Yeah, I believe it's a 6 p.m. start at the Field House.
That statue was stolen from Dr. Seuss's home and recently returned, as a matter of fact. It's one of the weird
news fun facts for today
that I learned today.
Friday facts.
Yes.
We are just full of it, aren't we?
The Lorax has been made. It made its way back to the Dr. Seuss estate, and you can watch the Lorax out here at the Basin Rec.
Yes. Okay. There we go.
So kids are going back to school. And they can still come out and run around and play and burn up all that energy they've been penting up in math and science.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So they can just stop by after school? Do you have after school programs or drop in?
We do have after school programs at Ecker Hill. We have dodgeball, basketball, all that good stuff, the after school program. But our fall soccer league starts at 5 o'clock. So I know parents who are working wish it was around 5:15. But with the sun getting a little bit late in the day, the 5 o'clock start. So they get out of school and then put on the cleats and shin guards and then
go.
I'm sure you'll see some of the jerseys around town. They're pretty bright neon colors.
Yes. Everybody getting ready for next year's World Cup in Brazil. Is that the?
That's
it.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yes.
They're all going.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody say
Park City representative.
So
Park City representing Brazil. We're going the other way. Other than all the people coming to help us on the mountains, we're sending all our kids out to go to the Brazil World Cup.
Get them out. Oh, do you have stuff for high school kids too?
We don't have. Ninth grade is about where we, I guess, graduate them to the high school ranks. So once they hit high school.
I'm sure they got their own high school sports and stuff, but I don't know if they could stop by and hang out or
Absolutely.
Something
well,
going
once
on.
They hit 18, too, we have adult programming. We have flag football. We have indoor co-ed soccer. Tons of stuff during the winter as far as the indoor turf field at the field house. So, yeah, for all ages.
There you
all
go.
Ages, yeah.
Families stop by, play soccer indoors or something in the summer. I mean, in the winter. See, I couldn't even say it. That's okay. I'll say it.
And we have movies, too. Movies in the field house.
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
So that's fabulous. You've got it all going on. You're open year-round. Do you have, like, a season pass? Year-round pass?
Uh-huh. Yep, yep. We have an annual pass at the field house. We have monthly, 3 months, punch passes that never expire. I think we have daily drop-ins for like $6. So whatever.
So go check it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think people are out there who've never been there and they should go and check it out?
They
should. So if somebody wants to stop by and check it out, you give them a little tour?
Absolutely. Our front desk is more than capable to give them a free tour. I'll throw the
Woo-hoo!
Free word out there.
Then
they can check out the construction that's going on because we are doing an expansion at the field house.
What are you expanding?
The entire thing.
The whole
thing. It's going to get bigger?
It's going to get bigger and better.
Nice.
We're putting in more fitness rooms. We're putting in more.
It's going to be a second level.
Like the Superdome.
Yes. The Superdome.
It'll be the Superdome. Super Basin Dome.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nice. How big is it going to get?
It's going to get pretty big.
This thing's going to get really big.
Well, I think it's only increasing by about 8,000 square feet.
8,000 square feet.
That's a lot. Of indoor fun and activities?
Expanding everything.
Are you going vertical and that's where you're finding your 8,000 square feet? Or gotten rid of parking's not an issue anymore. You're just going to get rid of that little parking lot?
No, parking lot's staying. Okay. It's some of the grass space on the side that's been taken out to expand up and, and lengthwise. So.
And what's the projection on this one? How long? Before that might start or
I'm
happen.
Not going to put that out on the radio.
Something will happen eventually. It will be big and it'll be Basin Recreation Superdome.
And you heard it here first.
I do know that Sundance has their closing party there. So just FYI, that will still be happening. So that may be the date that it's done by.
Good to know.
Yep.
Hopefully before it gets too cold for everybody to work on that.
It's going to happen.
No, they'll work through it.
You guys will come back and tell us about how great it was.
Yeah, and I don't want anybody calling going,
I
heard there's going to be a Superdome in Park City.
Yeah.
No. It's just bigger and better and more fun.
That's right.
More
especially
space,
on
more
Fun Friday.
Fun. Yes. Oh, yeah. Bigger and better.
We need to expand the studio.
Yeah, like that. No.
There's just too much fun to be had in these four walls.
Yeah, there's so much fun. We had to buy a town. So we have Fun Friday Town.
But speaking of fun, we're actually going to be putting on a golf tournament as well.
Yes. When's that?
We are on for September 7th, which is a Saturday. And this is our first golf tournament that we're putting on. It's called Swing for Sports.
Okay.
It's a scholarship fundraiser. In the past, we've done the fun run at Willow Creek, but with everything going on in Park City on Memorial Day and Memorial Weekend, we decided maybe we'll try something different. And Park City is a golfing community, so we're hoping that all the golfers out there want to participate in this. It's $100 per person and $400 a team. We have great prizes, tons of donations coming our way. And it should be a fun little twist with sporting games on course. So we'll have some baseball, football, soccer.
Incorporated into the golf game?
Yes, yes. Ooh. I've said too much already. But
I like this. This sounds perfect.
It'll give you advantages on the course, whether you get to move up to another tee box, maybe take a stroke off your final score, things like that.
Yeah, incorporating the sports that we do offer. So
sneaky.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah. See another summer secret out on Friday.
Right here.
All summer long I've been letting out the secrets. Okay, so tell us again when this is.
Saturday, September 7th. It's a 9 a.m. shotgun start at Park City Golf Course.
Okay. But you don't need to bring your own shotgun, right?
Nope.
No.
Hopefully there won't be any shotguns there.
Yeah. Shotguns. Just put it in the bag and walk away.
And it is,
cannonball. Okay.
Yeah, it is for a good cause. So our scholarship fundraiser helps underprivileged youth or families in need to still be able to participate in all of our activities, junior jazz, fall soccer, baseball, summer camps.
Gotta have it. Gotta have sports in a kid's life. You gotta
have
it.
Exactly. Keep them healthy.
If you don't play golf, you can sponsor a hole for $100. We'll get your business logo or your name.
Woohoo!
We already have quite a few. ProTrans, which is a transportation company. We've got Field Turf, which is the company that did our synthetic field out at Matt Canoop. Rena Jordan has donated. Sagebrush Trails and Services. So,
nice.
But we could still use some more.
Okay. So. Different ways to help out. So.
Correct. Absolutely. Correct. Yeah. Rosignol, they were generous and donated. So, and you get your logo on, say, oh, this is fun. Rosignol helped us. So,
there you go. Yay.
And then we do have awesome prizes. The Utah Jazz donated some lower bowl tickets.
Wow.
We have Glen Wild, Wasatch Golf.
Jeremy Ranch.
Nice.
So we'll have long
drive. But
those
golf courses don't have the added bonus of extra sports within. So.
That is correct.
Right.
Okay. This
right.
is the one to go
yes.
to.
Yeah, exactly. So that if is. You're a golfer, sign up. I know
How
people.
How do you sign up?
Through our website, www.basinrecreation.org. And on the special events, you'll see Swing for Sports. And just click on that, and everything's online. Enter your players' names and donate or pay the fee, and then you're ready to go.
I want my $2.
Yeah. I'm going to put $2 in one of the holes.
Perfect.
Just find one. Or to see at the movie. You've seen the movie, clearly.
I have seen the movie. It's a good movie.
Okay, I got to go. I'll go see that. Fabulous. Well, we'll send everybody to the website. Hopefully they'll sign up and you'll sell out and not wait till the last minute.
Yes. Please do not wait till the last minute. We would like to be somewhat prepared going in.
Just like to have a little bit of a pregame.
We try that here.
Yeah.
And I just have a bigger pencil. That's all it really is. So. All right, great. Thanks for coming in.
Hey,
thanks.
You want to know what the largest, highest scoring soccer game ever was?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, do you have any clue what it was?
Only because I've seen your screen. But,
but without peeking.
149 to 0.
Soccer?
Wow.
An event occurred in 2002 after a 2-2 draw between rival teams, the Stade Olympica and the
Cubs.
AS Adrina of Madagascar. The referee awarded a penalty goal, causing them to lose. So in the next game, they shot 149 goals into their own net. In order to protest, but they lost the last game. Now that is going to make history.
Into their own
net. Up until that point, the largest, the biggest outscored game was in 1885, 36-0.
Wow.
So 2002, 149-0.
I didn't see that one coming.
Did not see that one coming.
In their own net?
See?
Okay.
You feel smarter having now. Hopefully your kids will be scoring 149 goals just on their own, not in protest, because they learned so much from their Basin Rec days.
Absolutely. That's what we strive for.
That's really what we're going to do. Go check out the Basin Rec. Bring your kids. Have some fun.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for coming
by.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You guys. Oh, you don't want that as a golf score, do you?
No. If I play the other sports, maybe
that's
I can
for two rounds.
Take a few strokes up.
Thank you.
That's a full 18 right there.
Thanks.
This is Eric Clark, General Manager at Zermatt Resort and Z Steak and Chop House, proud supporters of KPCW. Z Steak and Chop House features 1,800-degree broiled seared steaks seasoned with Redmond sea salt and cracked black pepper. Open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday in Midway, ZermattResort.com or 435-657-0180.
Our fun Friday fansters are the best.
It just keeps coming.
Yes, it keeps coming. So last week we were fortunate enough to give away away some tickets to the Hurricane for Hope Big Air show. And we said, hey, here's some tickets you can win. And we were happy to get some winners.
And now it's this week, right, is when
yeah,
the Big Air show
it's,
is?
Yeah, it's, let's see, Saturday. August 24th. So that's
tomorrow. That would be tomorrow.
So I have a ticket for two. And one of our winners was like was gracious enough to say, "Oh my gosh, I can't
make
it."
We have a new ticket for two. They don't have to be somebody else's that we're giving back.
No, yeah.
So here you go. It's, you know, they're yours
thanks.
To win.
Well, I just want to say thanks because if you're not going to use it and you can't use it,
I'm
giving
it back.
I hate it to sit on the desk.
Yes, that's never.
I hate
good,
when
though.
Tickets don't get used. So unless, of course, you get the extra ticket at the game. You know, you buy one just for your coats. That's a coat seat. I like the coat seat. So here you go. Do you want to win? It's for two. It's for Hurricane for Hope, and it's the Benefit Big Air Show Saturday.
These
Utah
are silver
Olympic
tickets,
Park.
Too, aren't they?
Yeah, this was...
This was a...
Hurricane for Silver ticket.
Which
yeah,
comes with, I believe, with there's some
dinner,
food involved.
Two
yes.
drink tickets.
Two free drink tickets.
Yeah, it's at 7 p.m. So
655-8255 is the yep. number to call. 435-655-8255. Get some silver Big Air tickets.
Yeah.
And
if you can spell
call.
Ticket, you can win them.
Okay, cool.
It's for two.
Or if you're listening... What was the largest soccer score? But the next person to call in, you get these tickets, regardless of whatever crazy question I come up with. Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you having fun this Friday?
I am.
Awesome. Did you, by any chance, listen in the last 2 minutes to find out what the largest soccer score was?
149 to zip.
Oh, my gosh. We are impacting society right here on Fun Friday.
You, so
for that lovely 2 minutes of your life, have won two tickets to the Big Air competition. Have you seen these guys jump into the pool yet?
Not in a while, so I'm really excited to see them new.
These are, yeah, and fabulous. Especially with the Olympics coming up, these guys are training to really get into to the Olympics. So this is a great way to see them before they make it.
So, Sharon, can you make it up to the station today before 5 o'clock to pick this ticket up, these tickets?
Absolutely. It's for
okay, I'll have them here.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much.
It was
thanks
amazing.
For calling in.
Thanks.
Thanks for being a fan of Fun Friday.
She didn't even have to spell anything or anything.
See, there's no spelling involved.
Not on this
and,
one.
And then, unfortunately, there was math, but she had actually been listening, so she didn't have to do the math.
Woohoo! Nobody has, no, it was just a fax. So nobody's
just
doing
the facts,
math.
Ma'am.
There's
just
no long
the
division. None of that. So that'll be fun. There's more stuff going on. We'll get the silly market in here.
Yes.
And let's see, the... I don't even know where to start. Saturday Summer Concert Series at Canyons on the 24th. They've got a few of them. I think there's two more. There's one this week and there's one next week. So things are certainly wrapping up. It's a Saturday Summer Concert Series. There you go, ending August 31st. Music starts at 6 o'clock. And I think it doesn't even matter what bands they are. Just go. If you haven't been up there, it's fun. Take a picnic. You can have some food. You take the cabriolet ride up there. It's at Canyons.
Top of the
so,
Canyons?
Yeah. Well, it's
kind of mid Canyons.
It's right at the base there. So
pseudo
if you park at the parking lot at the bottom and then you jump in the cabriolet and take the nice little ride up there and then there's things and stuff in there. And
there's things and stuff.
There's things and stuff
if that
to do.
Doesn't get you up there,
and a
the
show,
free music might.
And the show is, quote,
yes.
open to the public.
I just want the things and stuff.
Well, you have to go check out things and stuff. Well, it's not just a one...
One and done.
Pony
kind of
show.
Thing. Yep.
There's stuff to do there.
There
so
is.
You might want to check that out. So that's this Saturday. It's next Saturday. I know things are kind of coming to an end here.
The fall is just the extension of summer
there
into the next
go.
Season.
Yes. It's just, as we were saying, what it's just different clothes.
It's
to
just
wear.
Different clothes. Still just as much to do.
It's
just,
all outside.
You're just going to change your clothing.
That's all.
That's
no
it.
Such thing.
Or you
as...
can wear your summer clothing, but it just gets a little chilly.
Bring a sweatshirt.
And bring
one of those big, fabulous Park City sweatshirts with the big hood on it and the pockets. Everybody's got to have that big old hoodie sweatshirt.
Otherwise known as a parka.
That too.
To parka your stuff.
Sure, I don't know. Maybe you could go to the silly market and find some sweatshirts.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
What do you
we've
think?
Got lots of t-shirts and water bottles and stickers.
Still need that.
New tie-dye stickers. Park Silly Sunday Market ones.
Stickers.
Welcome, Kim. How are you?
What kind of
good.
Stickers?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Car stickers, of course.
Well,
we would love to have everybody have a silly market.
Everybody
sticker.
Gets a sticker.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
great.
So, what's you brought us. A friend with you?
I did, Carrie Smithers.
Hey, Carrie,
who is from New York?
Welcome
in Boston.
Great to be here.
Yes. So you're visiting from Boston/New York?
No,
know I live here.
Okay, then never mind. I know nothing. This is why
I'm here from Miner's Grill and Sports Bar. Okay. So we are sponsoring. We're the weekend sponsor.
Great. So you have your chef up here this weekend. Is that the, the fun?
We're going to be on burgers?
We're going to be serving wings and shrimp ceviche. So they can, you know, everyone can try our different kinds of wings.
And they've got barbecue, Thai, Jamaican jerk, which ties in with our music.
Yep.
This Sunday, we're having a big reggae band and patois and,
they're
you know, house performance.
They are working this weekend.
Yeah, they are.
It's going to be busy.
And we have a reggae dance demonstration that starts at 10, too. But the Miner's Grill, I have to tell you, is one of the best restaurants that has authentic hot oven grinders. And if you know what a hot oven grinder is, you've got to tell everybody to go to the Miner's Grill. It is so New England and East Coast. How do you explain it, Carrie?
It's a sandwich cooked in the pizza oven. So, you know, it's like a sausage sandwich with melted cheese, and we put it in the oven.
Okay.
It's really hot,
and
then it gets crispy on the outside.
I feel like this sandwich is delivered here in Utah, because since I've lived here for 12 years, I have not had an authentic
grinder.
Hot oven grinder since I went to the Miner's Grill.
Great.
And I got to tell you, when you hit the bread, the sauce, and the sausage, it's so good. Wow. It is unbelievable, and the atmosphere is amazing. The TVs, Carrie is there every day, and the bar is great. And they did this beautiful new deck.
Yep, we have a nice new patio.
Where'd you put
huge
the patio?
It's right out on the side.
To
and
the
it's
left
great.
There.
Yep. Okay. To the right, actually, if you're looking at the restaurant, because we're on
let's
the
see
end.
We're looking at. So it's on the right.
From and the kitchen.
Tell everybody where it is.
We are in the Snow Creek Plaza,
which is
where the market is. So we're sort of in between the market and Zion's Bank.
Okay.
And your new patio is right in between.
And our new patio, and we look out on this little field with all the marmots, and we call it the Rock Chuck Review.
Yeah.
Have a beer. And some wings and watch the rock chucks because they're so funny.
There's got to be a way we could train the rock chucks to do like a little Olympic games or something. Instead of like a little rock chuck field out there.
Yes.
They're very active. Oh,
the wheels are turning.
I like it.
It's the perfect place.
Hamster wheels or something. Maybe
and how long have you been there?
Since January. We opened in January. So
Sports bar. Who's ready for the U.S. Open?
Yeah. Sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got the Open on Monday starting and then football season.
Yeah.
We're so excited. And we have the only video wall in Park City, which is, if you haven't seen it, you got to come in and check it out. It's a 92-inch. It's four screens that can behave as one or four different games. Plus, we have a whole bunch of other TVs. So we always have something cool on.
It's beautiful.
Fabulous.
It's
fun.
She's done such a great job with that space.
Great.
She just gutted it out and made it really nice.
Fill it up with and then expand it already to have a theater show, dinner theater.
Yeah, it's great. And the best French fries ever.
Ever.
If you're a French fry
So grinder French fry is your recommendation to go?
I guess so.
Pizzas.
Did you have
great.
Breakfast today?
Oh, my gosh. I could go on because I eat there all the time now.
She does.
Gouda.
She's one of our best customers.
Yes, the Gouda by
So you'll be at the Silly Market from
Sunday,
whole time, 10 to 5?
From what
yep,
time
1 o'clock we start the presentation.
Okay.
But they'll be there a little bit earlier and after and
giving
out lots of samples.
Or you'll be showing people how to make your fabulous wings?
Well, the chef will be there, Eric Diaz, and he'll be there and he'll be, we'll have the wings and we'll have some of the different kinds of sauces and people can
You have a wing eating contest? How many wings I can eat in a short period of time?
Yes, here's your one.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. I heard it's all you can eat. I'm sorry,
that's
all
I can eat.
That's all you get. No, it'll be
it's
fun.
One really, really big wing.
Yeah. So you've got your food, you'll be strolling around, and then there's music.
Yeah.
What time does the music start?
We start at 11 o'clock, the Tribe of I, and then 11 House Performance starts at 1:15. Patois is at 2. And then we have the Waldorf Astoria coming with the dunk tank.
We get to dunk
always
the
be
Waldorf?
Fun.
Who's in the tank?
Yeah, and you know what? Patrick Meek and Petra Aker, they are, you know, Olympic hopefuls, and they're amazing, and they're doing a huge benefit for the NAC. So the Waldorf is doing the dunk tank. Dunking the Olympians for the NAC.
Maybe we can get Fun Friday Burdick in there.
Oh, yes. I'm sure there's tons of people want to throw.
Maybe for Pledge Drive.
I'd love to dunk
Exactly.
I'll
I would.
Summer
I really
drive.
Would.
When they get the big wall done here, yes. maybe we'll do a little dunk tank.
Oh, yes. We'll do a dunk tank right in front of our cool little historic wall that's outside our window.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then don't forget, Park City Rotarians puts on an unbelievable event on Main Street, the Miners' Day Celebration. And they are going to be selling the balls at the market on Sunday.
Running of the balls.
So please come get your balls at the Silly Market.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh. Will they be there all day?
Yep.
Yes, they'll be there all day long.
Okay.
And
10 to 5.
Yep, 10 to 5. And they'll be by the main stage. So come down and get your balls from the Rotarians.
Great. Stop by. That's always a great, huge event. Have you seen that?
Oh,
it was
crazy. I every year I buy, I think there's like a $5 thing where you can get a couple of them for $5.
And start tumbling around.
And then you just sit there and on
it's
Main
hysterical.
Street watching all these golf balls
it's
go flying.
It's
and
quite
then you
a
kick
visual.
Them back in when they jump out of the track.
Get back in there.
I like when the little kids take them. It's like, no,
get away. That's mine.
Right.
Now
right.
Completely
That's
lost
the winning
my chance. And they have some really good prizes that are associated, donated to them to raise money for the Rotarians. So.
It is. And it's a great organization to be involved with.
Okay. And the market goes through
September 22nd.
All
yep.
right, so get your fun
we're
in there.
Keep, you know, we're rocking and rolling. It's nice. A lot of locals come back to the calm crowds and the better produce. And
ooh, it's got to be height of the season.
It is
farmers
height of
market.
The season right now. So it's nice. Right when school gets back into play, you see the crowds get a little more calmer, cooler weather. You know,
around,
I see more locals in the morning doing the, you know, Zumba or yoga and breakfast.
We got Zumba yoga going on this week?
Actually, we have a reggae dance demonstration at 10.
Okay.
So come on and
enjoy
it.
So you can use your Zumba yoga skills to learn reggae.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're switching it up. I know.
Getting crazy at the ceiling.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Go figure.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we have a fun Friday fact?
We have
fact?
Some weird facts I can easily share with these ladies.
Okay.
There's a biological reserve made for golden toads because they're so rare. So if you have your golden toad, they have
golden
a little
toad.
A female lion does 90% of the hunting.
Oh.
Those men lions just
so
hanging back.
Doing? Just
I don't know.
Out?
They're hanging back, brushing their own manes. I have no
back
clue.
That's not
fat.
What Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom portrayed.
315 entries in the 1996 Webster's Dictionary were misspelled.
Say that again.
There were 315 words in the Webster's 1996 dictionary that were misspelled.
Okay, so every kid who went to that dictionary to learn to spell
they
the
get
word
a,
and
they
got
get a
it
pass.
Wrong, you're in. So we're going to have to change it.
See?
That's
fun
zany.
Friday facts for
oh
you.
Oh, my gosh.
Folks.
Great. Love
that's crazy.
Facts.
All right, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week, too.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks. Thank you.
Okay, oh, and we should exit through the croissant
yes,
door.
Yes, there's
see
a croissant
what's out
door.
There. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
J.D. Souther wrote and co-wrote many songs you already know and love, including hits made famous by the Eagles, James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt, and Bonnie Raitt. Recently inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, J.D. Souther will perform at the Egyptian Theater Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th at 8 p.m. There's talk on the street. Tickets are at parkcityshows.com or 649-9371. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization.
And it just keeps going, shows inside, shows outside. Perhaps you might want to go check out Jewel. That will be Saturday tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It is part of the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights concert. So if you want tickets for that, 655-3114. There's still time for a nice, comfortable, because sometimes it gets you're out there and it's chilly, but this will be a nice, comfortable evening with Jewel. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to intimate you and, 300-400 of your friends.
3,000, 4,000. Add a zero. Carry the one.
Carry the one.
Bring somebody. No, it's bigger than that. So that'll be big fun. So want to thank Terry for all the fabulous shows that they brought
that they
in.
Do out
what
there.
A summer.
And Jewel,
I'm exhausted.
Jewel's the crown there.
Crown Jewel, tomorrow.
There you go.
So call them, see if there's tickets still available. I did not check to see if they were sold out, so you're going to have to go check to see if they're sold out, but you still can do that, 655-3114. And usually there's always room for one more, but then you get to that point where you go, oh my gosh, it's just sold out. So we don't want that to happen unless you got your ticket.
Yes.
And then you go, oh, well, now it's okay. So. And then I just wanted to remind everyone before we get to our next round here, the last farmers market and concert in Heber is Thursday. So they're going to wrap up Thursday. The market is at 4. And as we were saying, it's this is the time to go to the farmers market because the stuff is there. So grab it all. Although I don't can. I don't can stuff.
No. I eat stuff in
cans. Yeah, I'll just... there you go.
I'm the other... You know, you got to have your yin and yang. I am definitely yanging with the canned products.
Yep, they're wrapping that up. The concert is at 6:30, and it's Motherlode Canyon Band. And you can't miss it. If you go into Heber, 40, then it turns into Main Street. Now you're in Heber. Oh, look, there's a big giant park on the right. Oh,
hey, look, there's
it must
fruit
be there.
And
the
vegetables.
Farmer's market. And a stage. You can't miss
and
it.
And corn's coming out. That's pretty good.
Is that it? Corn?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's that time.
You soak it overnight. Then you throw it on the grill the next day. And then when the outside's burnt, the inside's done.
There look you at go you.
I don't cook, but I know how to make corn.
Don't cook, but I can.
Clearly, I grew up in Illinois.
I can grill some corn.
I got grilling game. Oh, we have game. We have people. Hello, people from
People's Health Clinic.
How are you?
David and Nan, how are you doing?
Welcome
fantastic
back.
Fantastic.
Yeah, lean way up in there. So we were just chit-chatting about tickets, and I know you have an event that requires tickets. It's the Healthy Laughs. So tell us about the event first, and then we'll make our big announcement.
We are so excited. This is the third year for our annual comedy show called Healthy Laughs, because laughter really is the best medicine.
Yep.
And the show is 100% underwritten by generous sponsors, and so 100% of the ticket sales go to the clinic.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. 100% of it is brilliant. And then you've got comedians there, and it's all big fun. And we were just mentioning, man, if you don't get on these things, sometimes people wait too long, and then it's sold out. So what's your status?
As of yesterday afternoon, we are sold out.
Yay!
Yay! That is
always
first
good to
for
report
us. Yep. We are so excited about that.
Yay! Congratulations!
Thank you.
See, word's out. You're a big hit.
Well, I don't know that I'm a big hit, but
sure,
we've got some really, really great comics coming this year, Jan. We really do. And you know, I think the sellout is really because of two reasons. You know, one, we live in a community that cares. And I think a lot of people bought tickets just to support the clinic and frankly wouldn't care if I put on a puppet show. But
I'm sure there's somebody out there that would care.
Well, I know I would. I'm a very bad puppeteer. But we're not doing a puppet show, and in fact, the comics we have this year are national headliners that are just terrific. I mean, people that, you know, have been on The Tonight Show, had their own Comedy Central specials, and they're just the kind of comics that make professional comedians laugh. And so it's going to be a really fun night, as it always has been. And in years past, you've been gracious to give us some airtime to come on and peddle tickets, and we kind of thought that's what we'd be doing this morning. I even have a box of Shamwells we were going to offer along with tickets, but third time's the charm, and we're
fabulous,
sold out, and it's going to be really terrific.
Sold out in advance might be a Park City first.
We like that.
Well, it's one of the few, because you know, I know people go, I don't know, what do you want to do? Let's wait. Bam, done. Congratulations. That's huge.
And where's the event going on?
It's at the Egyptian Theater. We rent the Egyptian for the evening and sort of take it over, and Randy Barton makes us vacuum and clean it up when we're done.
Nice.
But it's going to be Sunday, September 1st, which is Labor Day weekend. And, you know, there's
and
a lot of folks in town, and I'm sure that helped ticket sales. And the show starts at 8. Doors open at 7:30. And it's really going to be a fun time.
Well, let's say thanks to all those people who did buy tickets in advance and are part of this unique world of sold out.
Absolutely.
Yay. I know there's a few other shows coming up that are sold out, but not many. It usually waits to the very last minute, so congratulations. I think that's huge.
And who will they be healthily laughing at?
Well, we've got three comics. I come out and MC and host and do a few minutes, so usually by the time I'm done, the audience is starved for entertainment.
Uh-huh.
And so our first guest appearance is a local comic named Keith Barony, who's a national headliner. He lives now down in Salt Lake, and he's really funny and donates his time and talents to this cause. And then our headliners are Rocky Laporte, who's from Chicago and was voted at the last Las Vegas Comedy Festival the best male club comedian in the U.S. So
wow,
he's a really strong talent. And we also have as a headliner Don Friesen, who's from L.A. He's manic. He's crazy. And he's the only comedian in the history of the San Francisco International Comedy Festival to have won the event twice. And that's the festival that launched the careers of Robin Williams and Ellen DeGeneres. And so you got to be a heavyweight to compete there.
Yeah,
and
to get in.
He's just terrific. So if you didn't get tickets this year, we promise we're going to do the show again. And Healthy Laughs 4, we hope to bring in equal or even better comics next year, and hope everybody will buy tickets early and support the clinic.
Early again, right. So I'm sure the clinic's been busy. So
we've been very, very busy,
so yeah. You need this. Maybe you're going to have to extend to two nights sometime. You
Maybe
never know. So hopefully not, but if it's nice to know that if people need help, you're there for them. And a very generous community to not only buy tickets for this event and help out, but buy tickets in advance to say, yeah, we sold out. That's right. Yeah, our show sold out. So congratulations. That's
Thanks
huge.
Very much.
Thank
you.
Then you can come back again and say, we have tickets, but maybe you need like 6 months in advance. So we'll get you in 6 months from now going, get your stuff now. So that'll be fabulous. Do we have a fun Friday fact?
We do.
We do? I'm not so sure that we do. Do
well,
we?
I'm
sure we do.
Don Friesen. I'm trying to find him, if he's from
here.
Yeah. So Don Friesen and I started Comedus Interruptus at USC.
That's right.
Back in, and I'm like, wow, Don Friesen's still on the circuit. So he and I started an improv company that still performs at USC.
You know, I knew that
and,
about Don, and I didn't know
I haven't seen Dean since SC, so that's funny. I'll have to go see him and say hi.
Yeah, that's where he got the comedy bug, and I didn't know you knew him from there.
But, he started our company, and he was a graduate student doing he'd gotten his master's in business or something like this and wanted to be a comedian. And so he got a bunch of us together on campus my freshman year, and we started this guerrilla improv company that performed in front of Doheny Stage, which is actually the library right in the middle of campus.
You know, Don tells me that that troupe is still functioning at USC.
They're still there. They're still performing.
So you have a better legacy than their football team.
It's funny.
So that's pretty good.
I like it. Football.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Go see Don, and I'll say hi to him from me if you talk to him.
Yeah.
It's reunion night.
It is.
You're going to have to sneak in the back door or something because they're
Somehow.
Sold out.
Definitely.
Okay, great.
Anyway,
thanks.
Okay, your fun fact for Friday is...
What could it be?
The winner, the name Wendy was made up for Peter Pan, and there was never recorded Wendy before Peter Pan.
Nobody was named Wendy?
Nobody was named Wendy, according to our lovely internet. And also, Leonardo da Vinci invented the scissors.
Maybe which, Wendy was misspelled. Was it in that book?
It was spelled W-E-N-D-Y, so... For some reason, it didn't exist until that book.
There probably weren't a lot of kids named Peter Pan either.
Yeah.
Oh, the imagination nation. How creative. All right. Well, on that note, we're just going to take it right to our underwriter. Thank you for coming in, and congratulations.
Thanks for having us.
Mark your calendars for Park Silly Sunday Fun Days.
Awesome vendors, an expanded farmers market, kids activities, beer garden, and live music.
Performance art, local produce, along with nonprofit awareness.
From 10 until 5, located on Park City's historic Main Street.
For more information, visit our website at parksillysundaymarket.com.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
The Park Silly Sunday Market is a nonprofit organization.
I like when events are sold out.
Yes,
and
for
a
good cause, and they've raised all sorts of money. It looks like they had it already paid for, so all the ticket sales go straight to the People's Health Clinic, which we are very happy about.
Thanks for helping, and if you need some help, now you know where to go. So in Heber, there's a Wilson Peak hike at Wasatch Mountain State Park.
Okay.
And that is tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you want to go for a stroll, it's the Wilson Peaks at Wasatch Mountain State Park. You meet at the Visitor Center at 10 o'clock. It says, wear sturdy shoes because it's a hike. So I just think, you know, grab the family and go for a hike.
Why not?
Have you been to Wilson Peak hike?
I have never been to Wilson Peak.
If you haven't, now you can go. High school football starts.
When does that start?
Tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And where will you find high school football? On the radio.
Broadcast
in
live
City,
right here?
Right here at 7 o'clock. So KPCW will have that game for you. Now, there's a little construction going on at the field in Park City. So they'll be playing at South Summit. So you have to go to South Summit. It's a home game, quote unquote, but it's going to be at South Summit.
But it's just at the home field of.
Yeah. So they just, you know, till they fix that or do whatever it is that they're doing. I don't know. It's a high school game.
Who will we have announcing our game?
We've got, as a matter of fact...
Is Craig going to do it again?
Well, Craig and Pete are back this year.
Okay, good.
Craig is unavailable this weekend.
Yes, he is.
So,
Previous engagement.
Pete will be in, probably, and that starts at 7.
Bring his daughter to college, maybe.
Well, there you go. Maybe something like that. Uh-huh. So, but they're both back. Most of the games are Friday. Some are... Next week is on Saturday, but KPCW will have the games for you. So it'll be live and lots of fun.
Live right here.
Yep.
I always like driving home and listening to the Miners football on KPCW, one
there
of the great things of our community radio station here.
Also, there's a little live remote that Monica cooked up for the Classified show.
There's a live remote for the Classified? These girls are just, they're stepping over bounds here.
On it. The only problem is it's 7 in the morning, and that's a little early for
that's
me.
That's fine. I tried to get up last week, and I just it failed miserably.
So the good news is there's a live remote from 7 to 9 for the Classified show. They'll be at the Summit Challenge at the National Ability Center, so between 7 and 9. So we'll be chit-chatting with people, and it's the event directly supports the adaptive recreational programs at the National Ability Center. So they're having their 5th annual Summit Challenge is really the news, National Ability Center. They do it every year. So if you're out driving around, give the cyclists some room. But KPCW and the Classified show will be up there live. So you can stop by and say hi.
And you can be on the radio talking about your giveaways for your yard sales and stuff like
that. You can sneak that in there. But you might want to go check it out. They have a whole village up there with things going on before the race and vendors and stuff. So check it out.
And what time's the race?
National Ability Center. It starts early. Well, we're there at 7. So
it's an early start.
It's early. You can go to kpcw.org. And you can clickety click and link right through, and then you'll get that. So that's
what
live,
we got to do.
First,
I think, have the girl. They did a live remote one year from Running with Ed, I think.
They do the Running with Ed and the National Ability Center. So before we get into our interesting bits, last thing I wanted to mention, don't forget Jamaican Jerk Fest tomorrow at the Homestead. It's at the Homestead. It starts at 3. Patois Band will be there. They are busy this week. So food,
great
music.
Jerk food.
Yeah. The food, it's $25 for adults, $20 for kids. You get the food, you get the music, and maybe one of my favorite beers are going to be there. So hooray beer is all I'm saying.
Okay.
So okay.
And you can always call them, set up a room, and you can make a little staycation.
You could stay.
Get out there, check out the crater that's over there.
Next weekend is Midway Swiss Days.
Yes.
And as you know... Here we go.
And there's
As
chocolate
you know,
involved with the Swiss Days. I know this.
Yeah, and they the food. You can stop by. You can park in the driveway. It's okay. I'm not going anywhere, so that's fine. I invite everyone to park in the driveway.
Just park in the driveway?
Come on in.
In your driveway?
Sure.
You're not going to stand out there like they do in Chicago with like $10
tickets?
$5 tickets?
Nah.
Park on your lawn?
Just stop by. All right, so you know Pledge Drive's next week.
Yes.
And many of you know that there's a little playful 9 a.m. public affairs hour.
Playful?
Yes, it's
the
playful.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
It's the Pledge Drive Challenge. So, you know, who gets more calls? So I happened to overhear this on Wednesday and got a little challenge
going on.
Take
a listen. Pledge Drive is fun. We'll have a great guest on, and then we'll be doing the Pledge Drive, and that's when we want your calls of support. So
we need the calls next Wednesday because Fun Friday has nipped us. The last two fundraisers, right at the bell.
Really?
Yep.
No, we beat
yes.
them the one before last.
Maybe.
Handily. We did, and we won. So it's close. It's close.
Lynn Ware Peak.
Okay, Lynn, I'm going to dispute. I'm going to go back and fact check. I think we did beat you the last 2 years. The ones that beat us last year, we got taken down by this
screener.
So
it's all good, clean fun. It helps
here in the studio.
KPCW, which in turn brings you these fabulous 9 o'clock shows, the public affairs hour. So we kind of laugh and have fun with it, but I just want to thank
But we
Lynn
definitely
and
need
Tim.
Your support to continue.
So let's let it out that all of our Fun Friday fansters who call in and make a pledge next week.
Next Friday.
We'll get a Fun Friday Fanster sticker or a button. It says,
I was
going to
say,
Fun Friday
Fanster. We've had this button maker for at least a couple of months, and neither of us know how to use it.
Well,
so
I've got it figured out. I just need to do it.
We're going to figure it out today.
But I guarantee
we're going to make buttons. You are going to get a button.
I have stickers already, so you will at least get a sticker that says, I'm a Fun Friday Fanster when you call in next
week. We're going to bribe everybody that calls in during our show. And the best thing about our show, besides it being Fun Friday, is that everybody in Park City waits till the last minute
right
and
on.
We happen to win.
We got the home field advantage.
We do have the home field advantage.
And we also have the advantage, and I'm not going to say much. I'm going to let out our secret for next week as one of our special guests.
Uh-oh.
One of our special guests next week.
What is it?
Comic-Con.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying. So tune
yes.
in.
And
there might
be
tickets.
There will be tickets for Comic-Con right here
Comic-Con.
In Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And we will have some people from that comedy, or not comedy.
No,
comic.
It's comic books. Comic. Superheroes, man.
As in, like, all drawn right. comic books.
Yeah, so we'll have a representative for Fun We're Friday
represent
pledge
right
drive.
Here on Fun Friday.
Yep.
Before
we get to our criminals, it's the Bacon Fest in Salt Lake City. So if you love bacon and you want to go, it is tonight from 6 to 11. It's Granary Row, which is right downtown, 700 South, 300 West.
Okay.
Like right downtown. So it's just Bacon Fest. I don't have to say anything else.
Bacon
it's
Fest.
It's Bacon Fest.
Somebody go to
Salt
this
Lake.
And let us know what this thing is.
It's a bacon. It's got it's, all the vendors have food with bacon.
Everything is bacon related.
Bacon related.
You can wear, hey, we still have our bacon costume from a couple of years ago, so you can come by and pick that up and really blend in.
Bacon and eggs. blend in.
You'll be good. Nobody will even notice the man wearing the bacon costume.
Nobody will know.
Although I had to throw away the frying pan. I did spend some time making a frying pan last year or 2 years ago when I was bacon. Because we have our – and we do we let our listeners pick what Jan and I will be for Halloween. So start thinking about it.
Yeah, that's way ahead of time. So tonight's the Bacon Fest. And the speaking of Salt Lake and Bacon Fest, we have Salt Lake criminals.
Yeah, we do. Let's start with him. So we have, to begin with, out of lovely Salt Lake City, Utah, Scott Luker and Todd Herberg, who have been a pair of enterprising thieves took a car wash to the cleaners. They used a powerful shop vac to suck quarters out of a coin-operated machine.
Sneaky.
Apparently, they were doing this, and the cops drove by, and they tried to get away by changing their license plate from like putting electrical tape on one of the letters on their license plate to try to change it. That did not work out so well.
It didn't work on the math test either when you try to change that F to an A.
Yep. So they worked for about 12 minutes. They had up this little shop vac to their SUV and were able to pull out a whole $30 out of this coin vending machine. But of course, they made it maybe not even three blocks, and the police decided to put them in jail. We have out of, let's see, Jason Laughman attacks Michael Earhart with a sword over missing shrimp. Now, there's quite a few criminals that don't like it when their food is stolen by other people in the house. But apparently, this guy took it to the next level and brought his samurai sword out to accuse his mother's boyfriend of taking the last can of shrimp. So he goes after this guy's door with the samurai sword. They get into it, throwing knives, whatnot, out onto the lawn. And it was a heated verbal argument until the police arrived. And, of course, he blamed his low blood sugar, which is why he was seeking the shrimp. I guess that helped him. And now he is incarcerated.
Yikes.
Shrimp and samurai swords. It's got everything. It's got all people involved.
I didn't even know shrimp came in a can.
No, they got canned shrimp. And then the last but not least, we have Mr. Dawkins, who tried to skip on a Wild Wings bill because it was Monday. Now, this happened in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and he refused to pay his tab because it was Monday. Okay. Apparently, Mr. Dawkins, 27, was defrauding the restaurant because he ran on his two salads and a couple of alcoholic drinks. Obviously, what put the idea of he could walk away from his tab because it was Monday.
Just because it's Monday. But
well,
it's
he
Monday.
Said it was okay. The food. This was his direct quote. Was that it's okay to take the food because he's from the North and it's Monday. So I guess people from North Carolina go down to South Carolina on Mondays and just load up on free food.
Dine and Dash. Is that what it's called?
Yes, dine. And dashing on a $32 tab. That was the
$32.
$32.
Did he have shrimp?
He did not have any shrimp. He had some kind of salad and three alcoholic drinks that he didn't pay for and is now spending some time in jail for. All right, we want to thank all of our sponsors here on Fun Friday: All Seasons Adventures, Park Silly Sunday Market, Zermatt Resort and Spa, the Homestead Resort, San Francisco Design and Prudential Real Estate. Thank you. And you can also sell your stuff on the Classified Show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m.
And it'll
Although
be live?
They'll be doing a live remote talking with the NAC and their lovely, it's a bike race.
It's a bike race, yeah. It's the big challenge. And thanks to our guest, Basin Rec, Sealy Market, Terry Moffitt. See you next week. Pledge Drive, call in, stay tuned.
Have fun.
This is KPCW Park City. Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longreimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery. For 30 years, we know what grows. ParkCityNursery.com. VaultHomeLoans.com. Purchase and refinance mortgages. Conventional, FHA, and VA. 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.